Welcome to Torah Timech Hanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Ches, the 58th Perek. If you recall, the last set of psukim from the previous Perek, from Perek Nun Zayin, began our Haftarah for Shachris on Yom Kippur. The Haftarah for Yom Kippur, Shachris time, continues through the entirety of this Perek. So this Perek forms the bulk of the Haftarah for Yom Kippur. And thus it's important that we take heed to the words and pay close attention. Pasuk Aleph is HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructing Yeshayahu. Kra begaron, cry out with the full throat. Al tachsoch, don't hold back. Ka shofar harem kolecha, like a shofar, lift up your voice. And we'll talk about the shofar reference in a second. Vahaged la'ami, and tell my people, pish'am, their sin, ulebet Yaakov chatosam, into the house of Yaakov, their inequities. The shofar reference, the Malbim says, is really indicative of what a Navi is. A Navi is a channel for the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just as a shofar is just a tool. It's a hollow vessel which carries the voice of the blower. So too, the Navi here is just speaking out God's word, and the breath within him is really being provided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Abarbanel says that the shofar reference is specific to the sounds of the shofar that we sound in Rosh Hashanah and later at the end of Yom Kippur. The sounds of a tekiah, a solid straight sound, and then the shvarim or the trua, the broken up sound. He said the Navi needs to know which times to speak clearly and unapologetically and which times to give across more nuanced or complex messages in a broken up way. Either way, the Navi needs to speak to the people, and what the people are doing wrong in this perek is something which can relate to every single Jew in every single generation at every single time. And it is so telling that this is the piece that's been chosen to be read on Yom Kippur. Pasuk Bey says, V'osi yom yom yidrushon. They are seeking me daily, these people. And we'll see the seeking of God daily is incredibly superficial. How? V'da'as drachai yechpatzun. And they desire to know my ways. K'goy asher tzedakah Asa, as if they're a nation, as kagoy, they're pretending to be a nation which is doing righteousness. Umishpat elokav lo azav, and they're pretending to be a nation that's doing the justice of their God. Yeshaluni mishpatei tzedek, they ask me how to do things that are mishpat and tzedek. Kirvat elokim yechpatzun, and as if they're eager to fulfill the will of God. The Radak says this is what they're doing bepeh. They're asking and they're seeking and they're talking. They're doing it in their mouths, but not in their lev, not in their heart. It doesn't infiltrate into who they are in their fiber of their being. The Malbim has a slightly different take. He says this is how they perceive themselves. They think that they're very frum Jews. They think that they're keeping Torah and mitzvahs and seeking God daily. But, and what musar for Yom Kippur day as we're standing and fasting before Hashem, the Malbim says, this is how we perceive ourselves. Look how gushmak we are. Look how incredible we are. And we turn to Hashem in Pasuk Gimel and we say, Lamat samno velo ra'ita. Why is it? We're fasting. Look how great and how incredibly religious we are. Velo ra'isa, and you're not seeing us. Inino nafshenu velo teda. We're afflicting our souls, right? The obligation on Yom Kippur is va'anisem es nafshosechem. We're afflicting our souls and you don't pay any attention to us. And now in the rest of Pasuk Gimel, Hashem says, you want to know why? You want to know why I look at your fasts and I don't pay attention to them and I don't see them as righteousness? Because on your fast days, you're finding, chefetz means an object or a desire. What exactly is it that you're doing wrong? Rashi says, you're still looking for your own things. You still continue to be greedy. The Malbim says, timtzu chefetz means you can't stop thinking about your own businesses and your own world. You're doing something superficial. You're doing the frum thing, but inside you're busy making business deals and you're planning the next strategy in your projects and you're trying to figure out how you're going to do your home extension and you're busy. Your mind is elsewhere, right? And then the next criticism is v'kol atzvechem nigosu, which the Rashi reads as you are exacting payment from your debtors. Atzvechem means Etzev means sad. So Rashi reads this and Ibn Ezra reads this as debtors. And you're still trying to get people. You go to the guy and they're like, hey, you owe me money. In my head, I'm planning how I'm going to get back the money. The Malbim says, Atzvechem means quite literally your sadness. And what it means is that you feel sad and oppressed from fasting. You don't feel spiritual elation, joy, and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, given the way that Rashi and the Malbim read this Pasuk, they're going to read the next Pasuk differently too. Pasuk Dalet says, Hein l'riv u'matza tatsumu u'lahakot be'egrof resha. Your fasts are just to fight and argue and to lift up a wicked fist to somebody else. You're not davening, you're not fasting as if you want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember the Malbim? The Malbim says you find fasts to be sad and they oppress you. So therefore he says as follows, and this is a beautiful read. He says, Hein la riv umatza tatsumu. When you are in a case of strife, when you're in a real argument, then you mamish taka do fast properly. Ula hakos begoref resha. When you are in a place where someone's beating you up, blow by blow, then you can turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tear your clothes and truly fast. So Hashem says, I need to ask you, lo tatsumu kayom lashmiya b'marom kolchem. He says, you're not fasting for me, you're fasting for peace. When things are going badly, suddenly you're good at fasting. So don't say that you're an inauthentic Jew because you don't understand how to connect to Hashem. Because you do understand how to connect to Hashem when the going gets tough. So you're just an inauthentic Jew because you couldn't be bothered. Because life is too comfortable to push you out of that space and into a space of proper tefillah. Whew, what harsh words. So Hashem turns to the people and he says, Hakaze yetzom evcharehu yom anot adam nafsho. Is this the fasting that I desire? A fasting of you afflicting your body? Halakof ka'agmon rosho v'sak ve'efer yatzia. Halazet tikratzom v'yom ratzon Hashem. When you're wearing sack and ashes and you are bowing your head, is this the fast that Hashem wants? I don't want these superficial activities. I want you. I want your soul. And thus, in Pasuk Vav and Zayin, Hashem explains exactly which kind of repentance he wants. He says, I don't want it that you're not eating food. I want you to be a person who gives your food to others. Halo paros le'ra'av lachmecha. Break bread for the people around you. And the Malbim says it's dafka got to be lachmecha. It has to be from your bread. You've got to paros. You've got to cut a slice of something that's yours and give it to somebody else. You've got to actually dig deep and find a piece of you that you're willing to donate and contribute to another human being's life. Va'aniyim murudim tavi bayit. And poor people, give them homes. Ki tir'eh arum kisito. When you see a person naked, clothe them. Umibsarecha al tis'alam. And don't ignore your own relatives. And once again, the Malbim says, you've got to see people as if they're your relatives. Treat them like they belong to you, like they're your family, because Am Yisrael really is the one family. Rav Hirsch says this pasuk is telling us that we have to do charity not like other religions, where it's nice to be charitable and have benevolence, but rather you must find true brotherhood. Go and find a piece of yourself that deeply connects, that feels a kindred spirit with another Jew, with another person. There's a famous story of Rav Yitzchak Hutner when he was not well, and one of his talmidim came to visit him in hospital and said, Rebbe, we've come to be mevaker cholim. And the Rebbe looked at him, Rav Hutner, and he said, if that's the case, he says, go find another lulav to shake. Because we're not doing mitzvahs because they're hineni muchanu mezuman, behold, I'm about to do a mitzvah. But we're doing them because we feel an achrayos, we feel a responsibility. We feel this desperate need to help another Jew. Hashem says, that's what I want. I don't want your religious fanfare. I want to see that you love each other. I want to see that you actually care about each other. There is no greater nachas for a parent than children learning to love one another and lean on one another. And if you do that, Hashem promises, then Pasuk Ches, as yibaka kashachar orecha, then your light will burst forth like the dawn. It's your light, not Hashem's light. You will become great. You will reach gadlus if you become that person. V'archuscha meherat titzmach. And your healing and your lengthiness of your days will immediately burst. V'halach lefanecha tzidkecha kvod Hashem ya'asvecha. And your righteousness will go before you and you will be rewarded by the kavod of Hashem. And it continues, Pasuk Tes, as Tikra v'Hashem Ya'aneh, then you will call out and Hashem will answer you. Unlike the beginning of our perek, where Hashem says, if you're doing this false charade of religiousness, I'm not going to answer you. If you manage to dig deep and actually grow and release yourself to love one another, then when you call out, Hashem will answer. Tishava v'yomer hineni, you'll cry out and Hashem will say, here I am, ready, what do you need? Im tasir mitochacha mota, if you remove the yoke from you, and from you could be from amongst the Jewish people, this yoke, this burden of the Yetzer Hara, or it can mean from yourself. Remove the Yetzer Hara from inside of you. Shlach etzba, from sending out a hand to hurt someone, v'davar aven, and speaking sin. And here the Malbim says all three versions of expression of a self are spoken about. Banishing the yoke is your thoughts. Davar aven, speaking sin, is speech. And finally, shlach etzba, sending out a hard hand against a person, is action. Rectify your thought, speech, and action. Fix yourself. And then you're going to get, and this I think is the most beautiful pasuk in the whole perek, then you're going to get to the point where you're not just giving bread to people. You're not just taking of your own bread to give to people, but then pasuk yud, v'tapek l'ra'av nafshecha, then you will give your soul to the hungry. V'nefesh ta'aneh tasbia, and the souls and the hearts of the afflicted will become satisfied. As Rav Hirsch points out, it's not just about feeding people. It's deeply wanting good for others. Then, v'zarach b'choshech orecha, then your light will shine in the darkness. V'afelascha k'tzohorayim, and your gloom in the afternoon. There's a beautiful piece by the Altar of Slobodka, Rav Nassim Tzvi Finkel, where he speaks about how on Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, what we're leading up to now, are the days in which we want Hashem to judge us favorably. And yet, what do we do on the day we're asking God to give us a good judgment? We stand in shul, and we're hungry, and we're tired, and we're cranky, and we look around, and things start to bug us. When somebody is sniffing too loudly, and a person, the tune is not the right tune, it's not the tune you grew up with, and how could the Shaliach Tzibur use the wrong tune? And a person is turning the pages, or a person's talking in the corner and you could still hear them, and we have a million and one things that start to annoy us about people, says Rav Yisrael, says Alter of Slobodka. If we want to be judged favorably on Yom Kippur, the first step is to start by judging other people favorably on Yom Kippur, despite our hunger, despite what we're going through. We have to find the peace of ourselves where we can remove the yoke of cynicism, the yoke of the Yetzer Hara from inside of our neshama, and look towards other people and see them as good and love them and care for them as if they're our own children and want bracha for them as we would want for ourselves. And then we will get the bracha that we also deeply, achingly and longingly yearn for. Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'nachacha Hashem tamid. Hashem will guide you always. V'hispia b'tzachtzachot nafshecha. And satisfy the thirst of your soul. V'atzmosecha yachalitz. And strengthen your bones. V'yata k'gan raveh u'kamotze mayim. Asher lo yechazvu miyamav. And then you'll be like a watered garden, like a spring of water that never runs out. You will have strength. Sometimes we think that giving of others depletes us of our koach, of our strength. Hashem says, no, if you want to be a spring of water that never fails, be a giver. The more you give, the more you realize you have inside of you to give. And then, Pasuk Yodalad, Ubanu mimcha charvot olam, and from you they will build the ruins of the world. Moste dor vador takomam, and the foundations of the world will be established for every generation. V'kora lecha goder peretz. They will call you a repairer of the broken walls. Meshovev l'tinitivot l'shavet. Somebody who restores the paths for those to dwell in. And Rav Hirsch points out that this pasuk is really one of the greatest promises we can make. A promise that Hashem says that you can contribute to Am Yisrael. Sometimes we think, what difference can I make? So I'll invite the Yasom, the Almana for Yantiv meals, or I'll reach out to a friend, Erev Yantiv, and wish them good Yantiv and tell them I'm thinking of them. I'll do something kind, but in the bigger scheme of things, in the mess that's planet Earth, what difference does it make? And this pasuk says, no, you will be called a person who repairs broken walls. You will have a legacy. You will contribute. Every single Jew in the world can contribute to Am Yisrael, to the Jewish people. The last two pasukim of our perek end once again with an instruction to keep Shabbos. Why Shabbos? Rav Hirsch explains that when it talks about the building of the Mishkan in Shmos Lamed Aleph and then again in Shmos Lamed Hey, we are all equally instructed to keep Shabbos right in the middle of the instructions of building the Mishkan. And he says the two really go hand in hand. The Mishkan is building of God's world. And so too, we in planet Earth are Kohanim, working in God's world, this Mishkan called God's world. In fact, Rav Hirsch says that's why we wash our hands 6 times in the morning, to just like the Kohen when he goes into his Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, we're Kohanim in the Avodah of Hashem's Beis HaMikdash, his world. And just as the Mishkan building gets stopped with the observance of Shabbos, so too our building of the world, our building of each other, and building of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's planet has to be stopped, and it's predicated upon our respecting of Shabbos and keeping Shabbos. Pasuk Yud Gimel says, "Im tashiv mi Shabbos raglecha." If you stop, refrain from walking on Shabbos. Asos cheftzecha b'yom kodshi, and doing your own desires on my holy day. And remember, recall we said at the beginning of the parak, they're criticized for doing what they desire while they're fasting. Here Hashem says, if you refrain from doing what you desire while you celebrate Shabbos, v'karata l'Shabbos oneg, and here we commanded the obligation, the Rambam points out, of oneg Shabbos. And not just oneg Shabbos, but likdosh Hashem mechubad v'chabdatom, and also kavod Shabbos, masot rachecha mimtzo cheftzecha v'daver daver. And we're obligated not to talk about our affairs and not to go about being busy with our affairs on Shabbos. Dedicate Shabbos to Hashem. If you do that, then az tit anag al Hashem, then you will get pleasure from Hashem. V'harkivtecha al bamtei aretz, and you will live in the highest heights of the world. V'ha'achiltecha nachalas Yaakov avicha, and you will eat the portion of Yaakov, your forefather, Kipi Hashem Diber, because it is the mouth of Hashem that he spoke. Why Yaakov? The Radak said, because Yaakov was the person who all of his children got a nachala, got an inheritance. And like Abraham and Yitzchak, all of Yaakov's children were holy. So too here, if we manage to get beyond our ego, give to each other, prioritize God and not our own desires, then we will all have, all of our children will become part of Kal Yisrael and get an inheritance. The Malbim explains further that Yaakov was the only one of the forefathers who was promised to faratzta yama kedva tzfona v'negva, to burst forth in all directions. And this is a promise of endless bracha, that you will have endless good and bracha if you only learn to remove your ego, to remove the yoke of your ego from upon you, and allow your light to shine forth. Thank you for learning with me today. L'refua shalema yonina sima bas dafna hinda, Jennifer hayekara shelanu, ulepitzu et sahal, achenu hayekarim, בתוך שער חולי ישראל המחה, נינה וחיים שנקה.